White Liberals in Minneapolis Vow to Risk Crime Wave to Avoid Calling Police. By John Binder on June 25, 2020. White liberals in a Minneapolis, Minnesota neighborhood say they are willing to risk a crime wave to avoid ever calling police officers to the scenes of suspicious or illicit activities. In interviews with the New York Times, a number of white liberals living in the Powderhorn Park neighborhood of Minneapolis are vowing to avoid calling the police at all costs, even in cases of violent crime. Since trying to avoid the police at all costs, the neighborhood has become home to a homeless encampment with drug dealers, addicts, and those with mental illness frequenting and living in the neighborhood's park. One resident, who once helped keep crime out of the area, now says she is not calling the police. Another group of residents have vowed not to call the police even when suspects damage their property. Not being able to call the police, as she has done for decades, has shaken her. "I am afraid," she said. Emphasis added. "I know my neighbors are around, but I'm not feeling grounded in my city at all. Anything could happen." Emphasis added. The women agreed to let any property damage, including to their own homes, go ignored and to request a block party permit from the city to limit car traffic. Rather than turn to law enforcement if they saw anyone in physical danger, they resolved to call the American Indian Movement, which had been policing its own community locally for years. Emphasis added. Another woman interviewed by The Times, a mother of two young children, said she has had to stop taking her kids to the park because of the illicit activity, calling the area not safe. In the most dangerous case described to The Times, a male resident in the neighborhood apologized for recently calling the police when he was held up at gunpoint by two teenage boys in an attempted carjacking. The two teens ended up stealing another resident's vehicle. The man said he should have never called the police because he put the teen's life at risk. "Been thinking more about it," the man told The Times in a text message. "I regret calling the police. It was my instinct, but I wish it hadn't been. I put those boys in danger of death by calling the cops." The interviews reveal the length to which white liberals have declared to no longer call the police in instances of crime in the wake of Minneapolis resident George Floyd's death in police custody. As Breitbart News has noted, research has shown that white liberals hold a sense of white guilt that makes them increasingly supportive of policies that displace native-born Americans and bias against their own racial group. Analysis by researcher Zach Goldberg has found that white liberals are the only racial demographic to have a negative view of their own racial group. At protests and riots over the death of Floyd in the last month, Pew Research Center researchers found that the plurality, 46%, of attendees have been white. Only 1 in 6 attendees are black, despite the mass gatherings centering on racial issues impacting the black community. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.